last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, welcome to Arabic English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior, in which we discuss all the essential key points regarding the concept of Mahdawiyya and the last savior of humankind, Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. And for today's episode, we're privileged to have the Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi, with us. Assalamu alaikum, doctor, and glad to have you here.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours. Well, dear listeners, previously on The Last Savior, we talked about the governance of Imam Mahdi, ajalallah farajah. We talked about political, economical justice, and we said that it's going to be a universal government. So pretty much logically, there would be some popularity for that government, that everyone in every single corner of the world, in every single nook and cranny, would love this government and would be interested in it. So today, Dr. Karimi is going to help us know more about the popularity of this government when it comes.
As you rightly mentioned, when we read about the features of this government and, of course, about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself, it's very possible to claim that all the people, except for the stubborn people, would love both Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his government. Let me share one interesting narration from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family regarding how people would love Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at that time. And there is a simile in this narration that I like very much. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, Ya'wa ila al-Mahdi ummatu. The Islamic Ummah, and of course at that time we said that at least gradually speaking all the people would become Muslims. The Islamic Ummah loves Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and takes refuge in him. Kama ta'wa nahlu ila ya'subaha, like bees which take refuge in their queen.
Yeah.
Now imagine how the bees like and go to their queen as a kind of refuge. The same is going to happen between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the people. We talked about all those features of the governance, like justice, like the fact that it is based on religion, it is universal, and that is why his way of governance is loved by not only the people. We shared one narration which referred to the fact that even the animals,
yeah,
they like that time
other
and that
creatures.
Governance, other creatures. And I would like to share some narrations in this regard. The Holy Prophet says, Al-Mahdiyyum min Wuldi. This is the narration I shared in the one of the previous episodes. Let me repeat that. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my children. Allah will fill the earth with justice. يَرْضَى بِخَلَافَتِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ فِي الْجَوِّ. Regarding his governance, his conduct in governing all the people of the heavens, all the inhabitants of the earth, and even the birds in the sky will love him. This is in Kashf al-Ghumma, volume 2, page 481, and Bihar al-Anwar, 51, page 91. As I mentioned, it seems that these narrations are referring to one reality and one fact. Today, as people, we are oppressing not only each other, but also
the environment as a whole,
including the animals, the birds,
plants,
the plant, and even the fish, and
the earth, the ground.
Exactly, whatever we may have access to.
Yeah.
So,
because the more science we have, the more knowledge we have, the more we're going to make use of the environment. Mm-hmm.
No other creature is safe from the oppression of the
human beings.
This is a reality nowadays. But this is not going to happen after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And that is why when you have good people, it seems that they are not going to oppress the other creatures, including human beings, the environment,
not
the animals.
Not only the human beings are going
exactly.
to be safe, but also the animals.
That's the point. So that is why even the birds are happy with the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is mentioned in some other narrations as well, the fact that all the inhabitants, all the creatures on this planet and in the heavens, they are happy with the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
In the earth and on the sky.
Exactly. I may go to another stage and a step further, and this might be very interesting to the listeners.
Of course.
One of the narrations is referring to the fact that even the dead people at that time are happy with the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, by dead people, we are talking about the people because we believe in an intermediary world, which is called the world of Barzakh, and people have a kind of life in this world, in the world of Barzakh, between this world and the next world. We believe in the intermediary world.
It is called the limbo, right?
It's different. Limbo is a Christian term, and it is used in Christian theology.
Just to make it more clear.
I do not agree with this translation, because what is understood by Christians from limbo is very different by what we understand from the world of Barzakh.
These are two different concepts.
I believe so. Many people have translated Barzakh as limbo, but I disagree with this translation because limbo from the Christian perspective is very different. And of course, in different versions of Christianity, we have different interpretations of limbo as well.
Uh-huh.
So that is why I prefer to use the word Barzakh and just explain it instead of using the word limbo.
Intermediary world between this world and the heaven or
in
the other
the
world.
Hereafter,
the hereafter. So before we continue the discussion, let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Thank you, dear listeners. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Last Savior. We're talking about the popularity for the government of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And Dr. Karimi is helping us with that issue.
There is a kind of difference of idea among the Muslim scholars, but most of the scholars believe that in this intermediary world, all the people have a kind of life. Others believe that, no, this life belong only to some people, and the other will pass this time as if they are asleep. This is a kind of difference among the Muslim scholars. But anyway, for sure, as I mentioned, the great majority of the scholars believe that all the people have a kind of life during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is that, is it possible for people in the world of Barzakh to have a kind of connection to this world?
Yeah.
This is a big question. As Shia, of course, we believe that the verses of the Quran and the narrations tell us that at least it is possible for some very righteous people. And that is why we believe in the concept of tawassul. We believe that the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, they have a kind of connection to this world.
And just in order to have an equivalent for tawassul?
To resort to the Ahl Bayt as kind of intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To plead them.
Yeah, to plead them, yeah. So we believe that when we talk to the Imam of the Ahl Bayt or even many of the martyrs, they are able to, in one way or another, hear us. So which means that they have a kind of connection to this world. The same is true about the many believers. We are not talking this for all the people, no. For many of the people, they have no connection to this world anymore. It is dependent on the greatness of your soul and how righteous you were when you were living in this world. That is why we see in the narrations that, for example, a believer, based on his or her actions, is able to see his or her family when they pass. When he or she passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like if once a week or once in a month and so on and so forth. That is why we see such great stories about the martyrs.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, for example, the children of martyrs, they claim that we have seen our father, they came to us. There are so many stories regarding this, at least in the...
And even the parents will meet their children.
Yeah, that's the point. So we cannot reject that. It's possible for at least some people to have a kind of connection to this world through different ways. Now, that is why in some narrations we... read that after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, not only the creatures, even some of the dead people, we are talking about the righteous believers, they are happy.
They're going to enjoy the prosperity.
Yeah, they enjoy the presence of the Imam on the earth. In one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, وَلَا يَبْقَى مُؤْمِنٌ مَيِّتْ إِلَّا دَخَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ تِلْكَ الْفَرْحَةُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. You cannot find any mu'min, we're talking about righteous people, who are dead. But
true believers.
Yeah, but that happiness will reach them in their graves too. Mm-hmm. That happiness
will get
is not
into
only,
their hearts.
Yeah, that happiness is not only for the living people. For the dead people, for, of course, the believers, mm-hmm. they will feel that happiness too. وَذَلِكَ حَيْثُ يَتَذَاوَرُونَ فِي قُبُورِهِمْ وَيَتَبَاشَرُونَ بِقِيَامِ الْقَائِمِ. When they meet each other in the world of Barzakh, these righteous believers, they will give each other the glad tidings of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
So and it's pretty logical because as believers, they believe that one day the promised Imam mm-hmm, would come mm-hmm. and fade away all the deprivations.
Yeah, the only point that we need to prove that is that those people have a kind of connection to this world.
Uh-huh.
And these narrations prove that. They understand, they feel, they, in any way, I mean, in a kind of, we are not able to understand how, when it comes to the world of Barzakh, we have a special body, which is called Methali body.
Uh-huh.
So how the process is, we are not aware of. But the point is that because of the fact that they have a kind of connection to this world, they come to know that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has appeared.
And they would be happy of the accomplishing what they believed in.
Exactly. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 310, and Bihar al-Anwar, volume 51, page 35.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
In another narration, the Holy Prophet says, يَفْرَحُ بِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءُ وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ. The people of the heaven and the earth are happy with him, with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And then he refers to other creatures. The birds, الطير, والوحوش, the animals, the wild animals, والحيطان في البحر. This narration even refers to the fish. So when we are not polluting the oceans, the seas anymore, at that time, for sure, the fishes are also, and all the other creatures living
in
the seas and the oceans are happy with people. And of course, they are happy to begin with Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Yeah, this concept is quoted in many other narrations. The fact that the people of the heavens and the earth, all of them are happy with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his government. Abu Sa'id Khudri quotes from the Holy Prophet, who said, I'm giving you the glad tidings of Mahdi, who will come when my nation have so many differences of ideas, and then he will fill the earth with justice as it was filled with injustice. يَرْضَ عَنْهُ سَاكُنُ السَّمَاءُ وَسَاكُنُ الْأَرْضِ. Whatever resides in the skies, in the heavens, and on the earth are happy with the Imam. Now, this residence may refer to the human beings or any other
creatures.
This is quoted in Kashf al-Ghumma, volume 2, page 471, mm-hmm. and Bihar al-Anwar, volume 51, page 74. Just one last narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam says that it is as if I'm able to see the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They are ruling the whole world from east to west. Everything is submissive to them. We mentioned before that the rule of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is universal. According to this narration, everything in the whole world is submissive to the Imam and his companions who are ruling over the world.
Yeah.
Even hatta sabah al ard wa sabah al tayr. This is another interesting point regarding the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Even the wild animals and the birds are also submissive mm-hmm. to the orders and commands of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
What we understand from companions. Whatever you told us is that he's going to rule us through our heart. So he's going to have a control upon every single creature's heart.
If you do not mean that he will force us to...
No, not force. Yeah. I told you. It's a way of connecting to the heart of all the creatures.
And we may back to that simile by the Imam that like the bees who love
exactly.
the queen and take refuge in him, The same is going to happen between people. Hopefully we are included, and Imam Mahdi.
Inshallah. So thank you, Doctor, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, may Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.